show you around. So when you go to certain places, you'll be thinking of me. I got people to meet in many places to see. I'm really digging your lips. So be careful where you're walking when you're swinging them hips, because I'm kind of concerned that you'll be causing a crash with your traffic jam booty heads causing so fast. I wouldn't change you for the world. I swear it.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna... I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Might as well be walking on the sun. But the something's broken. Oh, no. Smash Mouth.
Oh, man.
Game alive.
Oh. Oh. Hey.
Is that how we're starting?
You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores, and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
We know exactly what we're doing.
Hi.
So fear not. We aren't talking amongst ourselves about technical things like modding.
I've already forgotten there's a camera.
Thank you so much for joining us. Carlos is going to be sitting down in just a second and we'll get this thing started. I must say, I am so stoked.
Me too.
Finally starting season 3.
Yep.
I feel like we've been talking about it forever.
I am excited.
Yeah. Huh? You equal excite.
Yes.
What are you most excited about? The math?
No. Never.
I got like actually scared when you...
But what is it then? What's number one? What's your favorite part of playing in a new campaign? I'm interviewing already. I'm straight into podcast.
Yeah,
straight up. I love like... So we write backstories, we write a character, but then we play the character. And a lot of times it's completely different than like what we really planned. So I like being surprised by something like, oh yeah, my character's totally this way. And then they're not.
Yeah, I agree. And like with that, like you have this point of view that your character has that is so strong. But then once you have other points of view that bounce off of that.
Yeah.
I love the interaction between characters.
I'm ready for the story to unfold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's my favorite part too. But not because I spend endless hours writing things nobody plays. No, I had a lot of fun writing parts of this adventure with our watchers, listeners. Yesterday, we were hanging out on Twitch, coming up with some NPCs, some details around the monsters.
Ooh, I really wanted to watch it, but then I was like, I probably shouldn't.
So that,
I shouldn't
I
do
thought
that
the same
thing.
That was my thought, too.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
It would totally ruin it.
I'm that's glad a great all of us
right,
went,
yeah.
No, that's not for us.
exit.
We should probably introduce everybody as people before we start playing. Yeah,
as people, as human beings.
Yeah, so let's do that now. Serena, do you want to go first?
Hi, I'm Serena Marie. Are we just introducing just us as people?
You as people. And fun fact. Do we want to do fun fact?
Oh, my least favorite part of every theater audition.
All right. So unfun facts.
An unfun fact. The first fun fact that jumped in my mind is not a fun fact. It's just a fact.
Well, that's good because it's an unfun fact.
Great.
Yeah, we're doing unfun, non-fun facts.
So in auditions, when people ask me like, what's a good thing, fun thing about you? I say that I can make a smiley face with my tongue and it looks like this.
Can you see it?
Okay. All right.
You're welcome.
That's a fun fact.
Is that fun or
is
that like
fun.
Horrifying?
A little of both.
A little both.
Why not both?
Alex?
Is it me?
Unfun, boring fact.
My name is Alex Richmond. My pronouns are they, them, or she, her. Boring fact. I realized earlier, because I took a lift over here, that like they were playing jazz and jazz stresses me out because jazz solos like don't have a place they're going. I need structure and like a goal. So like long meandering jazz solos make me really tense. So that's my unfun fact.
That is very unfun.
I was like, oh, jazz makes me really tense. Mm. I hate this.
I'm Lucas Cousins, he, him. And I guess an unfun fact. I was going to say music, but now I feel like I shouldn't, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm really into lo-fi hip hop right now.
Hell yeah.
And I'm loving it.
I love it too.
I tweeted earlier this week about how I listened to the song that came up on Spotify, how they sampled the weed scene from Seventh Heaven at the beginning of the song. know if any of you know the weed scene where he finds a joint in the house. It's really, really great.
I've not seen a single...
had this conversation, Lucas.
Maybe. That's how much my life changes. So...
My second unfun fact, I've seen 0 seconds of Seventh Heaven. I've never seen Seventh Heaven either.
Unfun fact, the dad is a convicted pedophile.
Yeah, that's a downer.
This is my surprised face.
That's a bad fact.
All right, Carlos, come up with a new unfun fact.
That can beat that one?
Yeah, you set yourself up, sir.
I think this one has to be about you.
Yeah,
about me. You know, I wasn't even paying attention. Unfun fact.
You can also describe who you are
or just like a fact.
My name is Carlos Luna. I will be your dungeon master.
I'll be playing Gilf.
Oh, I want to hear your Gilf impression so bad.
Wait, what was it?
You say gifted with a keen eye.
Gifted with a keen eye. Gifted with a keen eye.
That's pretty good.
Now, too bad Gilf is dead. Anyway.
So dead, guys.
Guys, it's like, canon.
Just for my...
So dead.
When you're saying that, are you saying gifted or gilfted?
Oh, why not both?
Oh, wow.
I just always assumed it was gilfted and then, like laughed in my own head. But now I realize that may have been just me.
I love that so much.
So yeah, what's your unfun fact?
It's not... well, I guess it's unfun. I used to live in a funeral home.
That's unfun.
Yeah, it's unfun.
No, I have questions.
Yeah,
no,
he has so many answers. Years. I used to drag bodies all the time, guys. I've seen a lot of dead bodies in my life.
Wait, was it your job or did you just live there?
I hid in the attic.
Column A, column B.
They never caught me.
Wait, question. Yeah. Can we swear?
What?
Can we swear?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Right? Are you fucking with me right now? Is this real?
No.
Is this a real thing?
No, yeah. I lived in a funeral home for years.
I didn't tell you that.
He was like the funeral home elf where the people, the mortuary people come back after an evening and all the work's done. And they're like, who's been touching all the dead bodies?
Do you know how many of my favorite shows people lived in funeral homes?
My Girl. Yeah. 6 Feet Under.
Sabrina.
My Girl 2.
The Haunting at Hill House.
Ooh, my Girl.
That's 3. Great. And I'm Patrick O'Rourke. Unfun fact. I wore boots today and now my knees hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Unfun as heck.
Oh, I love boots.
By the way, my
hashtag cool dad.
My
cool
preferred dad. Pronouns are she, her. I didn't say that earlier.
Oh, yeah. Preferred pronouns, he, him.
He, him as well. And my boots do make me a super cool dad. If you guys want to get that hashtag trending, Pat is a cool dad.
Yeah.
Hashtag Pat is cool dad. I support it completely. Thank you.
Hashtag Pat.
CoolDad.com.
Meanwhile, in Hollywood, Patrick Dempsey is just looking at Twitter like, hey, I'm a cool dad.
I am a cool dad.
I'm glad that was the first Pat you thought of.
Yeah.
Mine is Pat from Fall Out Boy. I don't know his last name.
Mine was Pat Sajak.
No? That was mine too. Yeah. I went Pat Sajak?
So, let's get started. This is the very beginning of season 3. We did put a lore drop out there that is going to have some nice context and background information. So if this is your first experience with season 3, don't worry. You're not going to miss anything. We're gonna be able to start the story with its true beginning here. But that lore drop will help you understand the world that we're playing in a little bit more. We see in front of you a small Earth. It is dirty and covered in ash. Either this Earth has been used many times over, or could be very old. Maybe even both. This is the first time you have stood in this room, where you are new to the Council of Guardians. It is not a responsibility you take lightly, for you sacrificed much to get here. It does pay handsomely, but is also rewarding in many other ways. As you stand there looking at this old and dirty Earth, you remember the legend of the Christos and how it is now your duty to make sure nothing like that happens ever again. With a boom and a whoosh, the Earth ignites. A bright blue flame causes you to shield your eyes until they can adjust to the hue of the room. The flame begins to bend and turn and take the form of a face. Wild eyes surrounded by thick glasses form first, Then the tips of the flames create a beard equally as untamed. The eyes of this somewhat handsome, yet clearly weathered human face looks you over and says, "Oh, if it isn't the Council of Guardians checking in on the island of Tenmar. You want to know what is happening and who is the biggest risk to the balance of power? Well, let's begin by looking into the Kingdom of Torin. And within the kingdom, there are four guards you must watch closely. First, we have Crag. The face disappears from the blue flame and is replaced by a vision of a man made of stone. Where is Crag and what is he doing?"
Crag is sitting on a bar stool that is way too small for him, leaning on a bar, and he has a drink in front of him. It's the signature drink of the bar he's in called the Bottomless Cup. It's not the signature drink, I lied. It is another drink that is kind of in the fancy wine glass, which is a little odd for him. But it's layered with a bunch of different blue liquors, kind of making a geode formation. And he's sipping on it. And you see him, he's in very simple clothing that's actually kind of ripped and torn and looks like this might be his one and only clothes that he has. He is, as you said, made of stone. He has dark, kind of middle gray skin that goes its entire body. But his most distinguishing feature is that he has these rifts in his body, the like deep crags. They give off this faint blue light from deep within himself. And he's sitting there sipping his drink, and you watch as his eyes kind of glance over to a corner of the bar occasionally. And you see at the other end of the bar this Goliath woman who is sitting there drinking, and he's just kind of eyeing her. But like whenever she might look over, he kind of puts his face back down into his drink and just continues to sip on it.
Roll stealth. First roll.
Not bad. 18.
He doesn't seem to notice.
Oh, thank God. and he continues to drink, and he does that. He doesn't attempt to go over and talk to her. And then he finishes his drink, kind of looks out the window and sees that the sun's starting to go down. Kind of realizes how late it is, and he pushes away, pays for his drink very quickly, thanks the bartender, grabs his kind of coat of the guard, throws it over, heads out the door. But right before he goes, he kind of gives one quick look back and then rushes out.
And as he goes out the door, you hear that voice echo again through the hearth as the flames white to a new setting. Next, we have Zipper. Where is Zipper and what is she doing?
So Zipper is precariously propped up on a bunch of like old crates. So she's with crates, buckets, another crate, and another bucket. And she's peering inside of the Mage's College, and she's watching very intently on it's like a class that she's watching. And there's like spellcasters casting during this class. So she's just kind of.
What is she looking for?
Zipper is looking at how the warlocks carry themselves. So she is studying posture and how they're moving. And during this time, she has her plague doctor mask on her. So she's trying to be like very, very stealthy as she's looking.
Well, I think we're going to roll another stealth.
That is... Ooh, I'm so stealthy.
she said loudly.
Zipper shouts.
12 plus 6 is 18.
That's what I got too.
Same.
Wow. I did not get that at all. So you remain unnoticed.
I kind of want to make myself roll something. Is that weird?
Not at all.
Okay. Can I roll an athletic check to see if these barrels are going to fall?
Yeah.
Because they're like...
How
athletic
the barrels are.
How athletic I am.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Dang, though. I'm trying to nerf myself.
You want
to
fail?
I guess not. I kind of did. That's a 21.
If Zipper is seeking attention, a zipper wants to be discovered.
I mean, I...
Self-sabotage is a thing we've all done in our lives.
That's a fact.
So true.
Yeah,
true.
Some might say I'm even doing it right now.
You know what? No.
At least twice today for me.
Because I rolled so well, I rolled a 21, I'm actually going to try to go in.
You're going to join them?
I'm going to try to just blend in.
How do you do it?
She kind of props like the window open very, very quietly. And like slowly starts climbing into the room.
Roll deception, perhaps.
Okay.
Because you don't belong to this college
no.
by any means.
No.
They're trying to pull it off.
I am. Deception is 13.
As you walk in, a warlock who you assume is in charge because of the way they carry themselves and how everybody else seems to look at them and follow their lead. Turns to you as you begin to enter and says, "Excuse me."
"Excuse me.
Who are you?"
"My name is Zipper, and I'm your newest student. I got locked out, so I went through the other door."
"We don't have any new students starting today."
"Are you sure? Did you check your list?"
"I check my list every day before class begins. Not only is there no names, but you're extremely late." "Do you even know anything? Do you have any powers or abilities?"
Yeah. "I can do lots of stuff.
And I'm going to try to do exactly what I just saw.
Insight? Maybe Arcana?
Okay.
To try to mimic it?
Yeah, I'm going to do an Arcana to mimic it.
Yeah, let's go for it.
That is 21.
So yeah, you cast light perfectly. In fact, you touch this professor who's in charge on the shoulder, and their shoulder lights up. They look over at you, impressed. For a moment, didn't expect that out of you. Look you up and down.
"Well, just put me on your list. It's a mistake. It's a misunderstanding so that I could just take classes here."
"Well, you're going to have to talk to Sheila at the front desk." "But I'd happily take you in as a student."
And Zipper just kind of stares at him with her mouth agape. Like, she didn't think that
"Please
this was-
close your mouth. That's disgusting."
And she waddles out to go see Sheila.
The voice once again begins to speak, and the vision changes and shifts. "Man, we cannot forget about Gentle. What is Gentle doing, and where are they?"
So Gentle is in the Torin Central Library, which is the big and probably only library that's, like, both federally funded and also kind of run by the Mages College. You asked about my character, but I'm giving you backstory about the world.
Helpful so, for everyone.
Hi, everybody. So Gentle is on top of... The library has those, like, big wooden shelves that you always see libraries have in movies that, like, are pretty big on the top. Mm-hmm. And Gentle is sprawled out on top of one of those shelves, not being stealthy at all, like, not even needing a roll, because they have, like, their tail and, like, one leg dangling off the side, just, like, whistling to themselves. And they have a scroll held up over their face because they're laying on their back. And they're going through the scroll, and they have a pen in their mouth, and occasionally are pulling the scroll close to, like, mark something with the pen in their mouth on the scroll. And on the back of the scroll, you can see it says, like, "Classified" in big red letters on it.
Mm.
And they're just chilling up there.
What are they researching? Anything in particular?
They're going through someone else's research. One of the researchers who's probably looking for them, Garrick, who works with the Mages College, they just snatched up their scroll on water qualities, like the magical properties of the water in the area. And they're just, like, going through it and editing it.
So very chill.
Yeah.
Well, the voice booms again. And the view shifts once more. And finally, there's Squeege. Where is he? What is he doing?
Yeah, so Squeege is this tiny rock gnome cleric. He kind of covers up his colors, his cleric colors, with these kind of like tattered rag, punk rockish clothes. And he's at the Faculties of the Skull, which is this which is this bar that he likes to hang out with that has touring, like, bards come and they play, like, heavy minstrel music. And, sometimes spikes break out. And, he's studying the lute player intently, trying to learn the song that he's playing. Squeege is not musically inclined at all.
Insight?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Nat 20 plus 7.
Oh! Wow. You find yourself mimicking the song perfectly within your mind.
Oh, yeah. He hears, for the first time, like, the key actually lines up in his head, and he's just so excited. He's like, do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all that? Oh, man. I'm so good at this.
I'm glad this is what got the nat 20.
Yeah, this is what needed it.
Get them all out of the way, guys.
The flames whip back together, and the wild eyes of the man are looking at you again. He says, tonight, they protect their kingdom, and tonight, we will test their might. The people of Torin built massive walls for protection. They are 100 feet tall, made of 10 feet of thick brick on either side. There are also bronze spears pointing out of the base. Along the top is a 15-foot-wide path and another 10-foot-thick brick wall on the other side. On every mile of this wall sits a tall watchtower, and at the top of the watchtower is a giant crossbow and two lookouts. If a lookout is to see creatures, one lights a signal fire, and the other loads the crossbow and takes aim. Each following watchtower lights their fire. So the kingdom guards who wait in the middle of that stretch of wall can see the warning and make haste towards the tower. They are the city's first round of defense. This is the guards posting tonight. They have been assigned the night shift of the long walk. The term the other city guards lovingly used to describe a 22-mile stretch of wall that is the longest in the kingdom. Although most nights are uneventful, tonight they will see something new. We will see what happens, and if they work well together, because alone guards fall to the island, maybe the strength of Torin will protect them. The vision in the flame changes, and we now see a small room. There's a place to store weapons, a small table, maybe enough to fit six or so, with a flame, with a pot cooking some sort of stew. There are currently 5 guards in full armor standing around, looking bored and somewhat impatient. And we see Gentle enter the room.
Gentle, like, just saunters into the room and then greets each of the guards and, like, does little, like, different handshakes with them.
And one of the guards, relatively young with a scar across their face, gives you a small push on the chest. Says, are you ready for tonight?
Yes, little ma'am. I'm quite ready. And like Gentle reaches down and just like ruffles his hair.
He tries to move to the side. Let's roll to see if he ruffles hair or if he dodges it.
Let's roll for ego.
Yeah.
Roll for
ego.
I think this is Dex.
So Dex, okay. Ooh, nope. I probably don't. 9.
Oh, no, you don't. So you reach forward to ruffle his hair, and he moves it to the side, and he says, do you think a guy who gets a scar like this is going to let himself get hurt?
Scar guy,
again?
Am I right?
Hey, we made this character last night.
Yeah.
I love him.
At this point, Craig had just opened the door just in time to see her whiff giving this guy a thing.
Them.
And he just seeing them reach out and try to do it, and he just stands there aghast. With his mouth open.
Gentle's eyes get wide and like they grin and they're like, oh, you're so angry.
I am not angry. I am the best guard this kingdom has ever seen.
He has to be the best guard. He just dodged you. I've never seen that happen before.
Craig,
and I
that?
Got this scar to prove it.
Well, congratulations. And well,
are you going to ask me the story about my scar on my face?
If you would like to tell me about your scar, please tell me about your scar.
I was fighting a bugbear all alone when I was 9. That's
right. When
you
were 9?
9 years old.
So yesterday?
Craig is chuckling to himself.
Whoa. Roll for composure.
What was that?
He rolled
a 3.
Yeah,
okay. Composure. I think we need to fill the audience in on what composure is.
Oh, yeah.
Homebrew composure comes up a lot.
It's a very deep pathfinder stat.
He also rolled a 3. So you see his face get bright red. He goes, ah, you not nine. I am 26 years old.
Oh, okay. What a respectable age.
I am top of my class. Did I tell you about this scar?
You were in the process.
You mentioned it, yeah.
You talked about the bugbear. Continue.
And then I fought Giant Serpent in a pool of his own blood.
Wait. The same fight?
No, different fight. Same scar.
Hold on. I don't...
So you had this scar and then it got worse?
It got deeper.
Yes, worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or better, as I'd like to say.
Did the fight start in the pool of its own blood, or did that happen through the fight?
No.
It
ended in his blood.
Craig goes and gets stew.
So, for the record, while this guy is, like, the most intense about his story is when Gentle, like, leans in to try and pick his pocket.
Roll for it, sleight of hand. I beat a 15.
I didn't beat it.
I mean...
I did not beat it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a 9.
So he slaps away your hand as it approaches. And he says, do you think a guy with a scar like this will let you pick his pocket? Boys, let's get out of here. And him and the four other guards walk out of the room.
As he's walking out of the room, Demo is coming into the room.
Squeege.
A squeege. Oh, yeah. Demo was the old man. Demo's the last name.
Oh.
Good save.
I got your back.
Thank you. Squeege is walking in, and as the men are being herded out, he sees the guy with the scar, and he's just like, whoa, what happened to your face? Oh, okay.
He's telling the story as he's walking away.
Oh, okay, yeah, his own blood. Okay, gotcha, okay, bye. Oh, man.
Squeege, you missed it. They are off their game tonight.
Yes, I seem to be losing my touch.
Oh, not tonight, guy. Not tonight. I mean, we're working right now. Be off your own game on your own time.
I mean, I'm not going to pick any monster's pockets, so I feel like it is probably not a problem.
Gentle, have some stew. Oh, you probably need it.
Gentle takes the offered stew, then eats it.
Squeege, you want any?
Nah. I'm good right now. I had a big lunch.
What'd you have?
Yes, what did you eat?
No, I had spare pots.
You had what?
Spare pots. It's a place that I go to.
Oh, I thought you meant you were eating spare parts.
No. It's this place that I go to.
I heard pots? I thought the actual pots and pans.
Honestly, Squeege, we don't know what you're saying most of the time.
Are you joking right now? Because both of you sound...
You're very difficult to understand.
You're very difficult to understand when you're just talking like that all the time.
I mean...
Yes, your accent is very confusing for me.
I mean, both of you have insane accents, right?
No.
I mean...
I don't know what you're saying.
At this moment, you see a 19-year-old young man walk in. You all recognize him as Lyric, the other guard who's on duty with you. Yeah, I got to admit, you got a really weird accent, he says as he sets his sword down.
You're such a fucking poser, Lyric.
What?
You are like the biggest poser I have ever met in my entire life.
Lyric, do not listen to him. Come here.
And he leans in for a hug.
And Gentle pats him on the head.
Ah, awkward.
Hey, did you get home last night all right from that bender we had?
Yes, how was your hangover?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm 19, so not that bad.
Oh.
In the scheme of things, I imagine it gets a lot older, or a lot worse the older I get.
I don't know. I've never been hungover a day in my life.
At this point, a zipper comes in. Into the room. Just waddles in.
Hey, Zipper.
Hey, Lyric. I thought you died.
What?
Well, no, you left the bar real fast and then I didn't see you.
Well, I thought I was gonna puke.
You know, there's a story about puking.
And Zipper crawls onto the table.
Craig's already leaning in.
She takes her mask and she puts it on her face. And she's, like, backlit by, like, the flames of the fire.
And she says, there was a bad... who walked home late at night. And then the darkness swallowed him up.
What?
He thought he was going home, but all of a sudden, tentacles came from the ground and grabbed him and pulled him down.
At that moment, Gentle, like, smacks out their tail to, like, hit Lyric. A tentacle.
He screeches and jumps and sits down in a chair as quickly as possible and just looking over his shoulders.
But that's just a story, and she takes off her mask.
But some stories are real.
And she just looks at you.
Mm.
And she goes get stew.
Do you want some stew?
No, I'll never eat again. I'm going to stand guard. And he stands back up and he brushes himself off. For my family. The only reason we should take jobs like this. Protect the greater good.
Who's your favorite family member?
My little brother.
Oh. You did not even hesitate.
No. You had an immediate favorite. My mom's all right, but my little brother, he's great. Boy.
You have any other siblings?
Oh, yeah, six. Can you, like, name the names in order twice? Mikey, Susie, Charlie. What's that scene from?
Twice?
That's exactly what I was doing.
I don't get this reference.
Good Will Hunting.
I haven't seen it yet.
You've never seen Good Will Hunting?
I've not seen Good Will Hunting. So everyone's so mad.
Roll for composure.
<I'm> sorry.
With disadvantage.
So you are now beginning your shift. As you know, you wait in this room until you see a signal fire lit, and then you will go to that signal fire. But for now, you just wait.
After Craig finishes his stew, he's going to bring out his large maul and kind of start cleaning it just at one of the tables. It takes up a big chunk of the table as he's sitting down kind of cleaning it.
Zipper kind of waddles over to where you're cleaning it, and she takes out her orb, and it's her focus is a dark, it's like very inky jet black sphere, and it's shiny. And if you look closely, you can see flecks of like gold in it. And she sits down next to you and is watching you clean. And so she's cleaning hers too.
It's very important that you take care of your things.
Oh yeah, very, very important. Because if it's dirty, that means you're dirty. It's like a reflection of who you are.
I don't know. I'm a lot more dirty than my hammer. I'm almost always covered in like half an inch of dirt. I really can't get rid of it. I've tried, but then it just turns to mud. And then when that dries, there's just dirt again.
Wait, hold on. How are you trying to get rid of the dirt to begin with?
I tried to wash it off.
Okay, but are you like in the motion that goes off, or are you just rubbing it in?
Oh. I rub it in.
Okay, see, that's weird. Have you thought about...
I tried licking my arm.
No, don't do that.
I don't know.
Definitely don't do that.
I was raised by bears.
Okay, well...
Yeah, and Gentle does it all the time.
And Gentle, like, makes eye contact with Squeege and then, like, starts cleaning the arm with her tongue.
Lyric starts licking his hands.
Lyric, stop it.
I want to be as powerful as you.
You're just being weird at this point.
It's pretty weird.
Oh, I'm just trying to fit in.
No, I think it is nice that you are exposing yourself to other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
You are not being cranky about them like Squeege.
Yeah, that's a good point, Squeege.
Well, will you talk... How come you never take my side? You ever notice that?
Because you kind of bully me.
I didn't say anything about you.
Mm.
What did I say bad about you?
I don't remember now, but next time I'll call it out.
Okay, definitely. I held the door for you. I picked up your little brother from school for you.
Oh, you did. My favorite little brother.
Your favorite one out of the six.
Did you leave the rest of them there? You just picked up the one?
That was his orders. The weird thing is, all five of the other kids are really, really sick except for that one. But he takes care of that one the best.
I mean, cut your losses, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I know a lost cause.
And if you have gangrene in your arm, you cut the arm off, you don't keep it.
And then you cut off the other arm, just in case.
No. You wouldn't survive out in the wild for very long, I'll tell you that.
I'm the only one providing for my family, so we're surviving just fine. Thank
you. What do your parents do?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Craig, you know better. Don't ask him about his parents.
I'm sorry.
He gets that mopey face.
Anyway,
that was a little scary.
your mood shift, that was like...
Whoa. I'm not hiding anything.
Well, it sounds okay.
I believe him.
Just implicitly. Uh-huh. It's okay to hide things sometimes. People don't need to know everything about you at all times.
Are you hiding anything?
Of course.
Like what?
You're trying, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm hiding, or
clever.
It wouldn't be hidden anymore.
Do we need to play two truths and a lie again?
Let's do it.
I totally suck at that game.
So do I. I only tell truths.
So does Tuff. Tuff's my bear.
You got a bear?
You have a bear friend?
You all met him.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, like a couple days ago. Yeah. Yeah, he's my little bear that I keep.
How big is he going to get?
Yeah, he's going to get
something. Probably, I mean, he's a cave bear, so pretty big.
Might have to move him out of the Central Park at some point.
Yeah, you know, that's a problem for future Craig. Present Craig is doing fine.
Yeah, rock and roll, Craig.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, yeah.
Duh, okay, that hurts. I did this and you high-fived it.
Can I make a strength check?
Yeah, do it. And I think you should roll this as what, like a grapple? So strength or dex?
Okay.
Ooh. 17.
12.
I probably just went in a little too hard, not realizing my own strength.
His hand hits him.
He smacks himself in the face.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah, it's okay.
Suddenly, the barracks lights up with a bright flame.
Anything is happening?
Hey guys, this means something, right?
Yes, we go to the thing now.
Is it the beacon?
So the watchtower right next to you has now lit up.
Because that is the only one we care about. The other ones don't mean us.
No, this one lights up, and then you will go to the surface and you will look down the wall and you'll see where the flame began. So the first tower, and that's the tower you're...
And that explanation was for the viewers, not for us who still don't get it.
Well, think of it this way. Maybe it's confusing. Or maybe not. Anyway.
No, I think we're just not getting it.
So there's like a long wall. Think of this 22-mile stretch of wall. And then every mile, there's a watchtower.
Okay.
Let's say this watchtower spots something. They light their signal fire. And then all the other ones down the wall light it until it gets to you. So when you go, you'll see where the signal fire ends. Is where you report
like the
to.
Flames of Gondor in Lord of the Rings.
I was thinking the Flames of Gondor.
Oh, see, I was going to be like, oh,
the beacons have been lit.
To find the fire, we need to look all along the watchtower.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great. That's not a
nerd joke. I got it.
I thought it was a good joke, but then everyone else was quiet. I didn't know what to do.
It was one of those jokes where you don't laugh. You just say, I got it.
Yeah, the really good ones. The really good jokes are all like that.
That's all my jokes.
That's how Carlos bases all of his comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time I saw Jerry Seinfeld in concert, and the entire audience was just like,
he was singing.
I'm telling you for the last time. I saw that concert that he did. And everyone's just like, oh, I get it.
Dead silence. That's how I know I've done my job right.
Craig runs out trying to see what direction it's coming from.
It's coming from the east about 2 miles.
Let's get on the horses and we'll start getting up there, yeah?
So Gentle puts the bowl of stew that they were eating down next to them on the table and gets up. And then after a beat, like, reaches out and just knocks the bowl off of the table and then leaves to go to the stable.
Do we know, what's the proper protocol on this? Do we have to meet with someone when this happens?
Yeah, so normally you would get on your horses, which are in the stable next to the barracks you're staying in, and ride that to the watch. And the guard in the watchtower will explain to you what they saw, explain to you the level of risk or whatever they believe to be happening. But they wouldn't light that fire unless they believed that they needed your assistance. Again, you're the front line. More would be following behind you if it is deemed necessary, again, by those two guards in the watchtower who are basically watching over everything.
Craig gets to his horse, which is named Brick, and he pats Brick, hops on, and waits for everybody else to get on the horse and answer.
Zipper is terrified of her horse. she does not like riding it. And so she kind of climbs on it. She's wearing this big poofy dress and she puts her talon into it and does like a side saddle situation because she doesn't like understand horses. And she whispers in the horse's ear, "Go, buttons, go."
I want there to be like a horse riding equivalent of like the little floaties you put on your arms if you can't swim.
Yes.
And I want Zipper to have that so much.
The horse has bumpers.
It's like longer horse leg.
Squeege's horse has a mohawk that like he's put up on it. But the horse is super old. It's like, if he could talk, it'd be like, "Oh, hey, Squeege. Ready to kick some ass, huh?"
Oh, he's like Mr. Ed, but he's so old. I love it. Gentle's horse is the only one that has like a different kind of saddle and like look to it. Mm-hmm. Because when they rescued a horse like another night on the walk from its owner got eaten by a monster, Gentle was like, "I like this horse better than my horse. This horse hasn't fought me, so..."
This horse would be one that came from somebody of means versus a guard's horse who is definitely well equipped for battle, but there's nothing flashy about it. And Lyric gets on his plain, boring brown horse. Everybody roll animal handling. And this will determine the order in which you arrive.
This also makes sense.
Six.
This makes a lot of sense. 3.
9, which is the only number I'm rolling tonight.
Was 9 the highest? Yeah, Lyric rolled a 4.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So y'all
we're
are bad at riding horses.
Yeah, we're not good at horses.
I love my horse so much, though.
My horse.
I feel like we're all probably weird shapes to be on horses.
Yeah, very
I think
true.
That's why.
So, Gentle, explain how you're riding your horse as you approach the watchtower.
carefully because horses don't come naturally to me because I'm a cat. The last horse I had like knocked me off by accident, so I'm paying more attention to this horse that I have. But I'm also like, oh, this isn't a guard horse, so they're probably pretty cool. But I do have like my ears perked up to see if I can hear what's going on before I get there. I got big ass caracal ears. I should learn if I'm pronouncing that word right. The type of cat that I am, caracal, C-A-R.
Calico.
It's a. Alice and I said the only cat name that we know, Calico.
Calico.
Not that.
No, I don't know.
So it's a type of big cat. It's C-A-R-A-C-A-L.
Serpical?
I saw your Coca-Cola? Like smug face before.
Colostomy?
Anyway, so it's a type of big cat. It's really cool looking. You should look it up. But I'm riding on a horse and I have my big old caracal ears up and I'm like looking to the scene.
All right, great. Roll perception.
20. Not now.
You hear the sound of a trumpet blasting. And as you look forward to
love
see
that jam.
Who's playing.
That's my jam.
You look forward at the guards person playing it, and you notice that they are a tabaxi as well, which is strange because in this land, tabaxi are uncommon to say the least. As you hear the trumpet, you suddenly feel very inspired. So when you roll an ability check at any time, you can use your extra D6 to add that to your ability check. Basically, sweet. For the duration of this encounter.
Awesome.
And you hear them playing this beautiful, inspiring trumpet sound as you approach. Sounds very
I
really beautiful. Like
I thought it was the John Cena.
Oh, I thought it was just Trumpet Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, whatever. I the tiger would have been a good call. I'm gonna do the whole thing. I was in marching band. I'm super cool.
Did you play trumpet?
No, I played saxophone.
Oh. Me too.
Hell yeah, we're all cool.
In marching band?
Cool.
Yeah.
Guess what I played in marching band?
Played percussion.
Oh yeah.
No.
Clarinet.
No.
Flute.
No.
French horn.
No.
Tuba.
Did you really?
I played the sousaphone.
The sousaphone.
Little did I know, a couple years later, after being so cool, I'd be moving dead bodies.
Okay, wow. But did you play your tuba to the dead bodies in the funeral home?
No, I never did.
You had to think about it. Well,
I had a thing. I did have a tuba at the time, so I might have played it, but not to the dead bodies. That would be weird.
That would be so weird.
That fact would have been too fun.
Too much fun. Okay, so as you approach, you see this tabaxi.
Okay, so I ride up and I go, hello, friend. I have not seen you before.
Nor have I seen you. I am Silence.
Oh, gentle.
Very nice to meet you.
You as well. What is the problem?
Well, do you see ahead of us, moving very quickly? And as you look forward and follow their finger, you see that it looks like wind is just being brought up and it's in a trail coming towards the kingdom. It looks like it's moving very quickly. It's hard to make out the form of any sort of figure or anything, but it's like a dust storm is moving in your direction.
Ooh, are we fighting dust devils now?
Oh no, but it is not moving very naturally.
Is there anything you know about it besides that it is approaching?
I've seen it, and I've warned you. That's all I know. I wanted you to be ready when they arrived, or if you felt like cutting them off on their way, I wanted to give you that option.
I appreciate that, Silence. Good talk. And Gentle pats him on the shoulder.
Silence allows it. Pats back.
Sweet. Then they just purr at each other for a while.
Everybody else now pulls up.
Yeah, as Squeege is on his old man horse, his old horse.
No, please call it an old, old man
horse. It's basically an old man. It's like getting a piggyback ride from an old man.
I love that book, The Old Man Horse in the Sea.
But he's also like really into it, I think. I think Squeege is just like, he thinks he's like a badass going into battle on this horse that's very, very slow and old. And he's just singing to himself. He's like, hey, horse, let's horse. Hey, horse, let's horse.
And while we've been riding, I know that Zipper's been having trouble with her horse, so I cast Speak with Animals on it again. I've talked to this horse before.
You have.
But I would just want to make sure that everything's copacetic with the horse still, and like I don't want her to be afraid more afraid coming into danger, even though there's no danger yet.
So what do you say?
So I cast Speak with Animals. Mm-hmm. And I look at the horse and I say, hey, Buttons, long time no see. How you doing?
Oh, hey. All right, I love that you're calling me Buttons, too.
Yeah, no problem.
I was born Greg, and yeah, you know what? Never all really right, felt like it.
Conversation for a different time.
Oh, okay.
All right, so our friend here, Zipper, we're clopping along, we're having a great time. I just want you to know that she's a little bit afraid.
So, what?
Yeah, I know.
But she's the one who gave me the name Buttons. I love her.
And Zipper's on. I'm on him, but I'm as flat as possible because my legs don't exactly go around. So I'm just like flat, like riding him like that.
I'm imagining like when people put harnesses on cats and they just like flop as close to the cat.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm just flopping.
Zipper, yeah. Listen. Yeah. Buttons loves you very much.
Buttons loves me?
Buttons loves you. He trusts you, and you need to trust him.
Why is she riding so weird?
All right.
I feel like I'm drifting to the left a little bit.
And that's where all my stuff is.
She's just getting new at it. You know, she likes you a lot too, but you just want to make sure everything's okay. Just
I understand.
Know that, all right. Okay, you're good.
And, my name is Button.
Just like patting him with her wing. Oh. She's just sort of like...
Did that help?
I think you're doing great, Buttons.
And I drop Speak with Buttons. I can only take so much of Buttons at a time.
So you all arrive.
What? You got here fast. You were very quick. What will happen? What do we know?
Yeah, what's going on?
There is a dust devil over that way.
A devil. A devil of the dust.
Well, I don't actually know if it is the devil. That's just what you call dust storms, dust devils.
Oh.
Or what do you call them here?
Tornadoes.
That is it. But we don't know if it is naturally occurring, or if it is magic or something.
Can we see it, or has it dispersed?
You can see it, and again, you see it coming towards you, but it doesn't look like it's drifting. It looks like it's moving with purpose in your direction. You only have a minute or so of game time to decide what you want to do.
I don't think we want to let it get to the wall, right? But we could get down to the bottom of the wall before it got.
Yes, yeah. Totally. It is moving quickly, but yes.
If I was using a bow and arrow or a crossbow bar, could I hit it?
Further than that, yeah.
I think you two can do, like, shoot stuff at it, but I don't think Squeege and I can really do much unless we're up close. Or is
what
it
about
just me?
You're the
wild card, Lyric.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want, honestly.
The renegade.
Yeah, I like that. I'm the renegade of funk. Yeah. Did you like that one?
Yeah, I thought.
We're friends now. I thought.
But I don't know. Can you hit it from a distance?
I think we need to take it head on.
Yes, it is a bit too far away. I was just going to shoot it with an arrow, perhaps, to see if there's something inside of it, since it just looks like dust from a distance.
I mean, you could climb down, and then you can roll to shoot an arrow at max distance, which I think is 300 and something feet, 360 feet, but you roll at disadvantage.
What's the range on the huge crossbow?
Same as a crossbow, but it just deals much heavier damage. Yeah, but it's a big, huge
crossbow. And it takes a while to load, right?
Yeah.
So we probably should just fire it.
Well, you don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
I mean, so do we want to head down, or do we want to stay up?
No, we should probably head down.
Yeah, Zipper goes to the stairs.
Craig follows.
So a ladder descends from the watchtower that you all can climb down.
But we leave our horses.
No, I bring my horse down.
Yes, I assume you leave your horses.
Okay.
Now you stay here, Merle, and be safe. Merle can't hear anything.
And as I'm climbing down, I can say to Squeege, I can talk to it later if you want me to.
Nah, we're good. We have a silent connection.
Oh, Craig, will you talk to mine though? I have questions for it. I don't know why I did not ask before about where it came from.
Yeah, after we kick the shit out of this dust, we can do that.
No pressure. It is plenty of time.
Sure.
So are you all down at the base of the ladder now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This frenzy of air is approaching you pretty quickly. It is now within range if you'd like to shoot at it. You got enough time to do one thing, basically.
Can I roll investigation, see if I can make out anything in the dust? Or
yeah.
Yes.
It's like a dirt, like a whirling.
That's all you can see at this distance, yeah. There's a lot of dirt and dust getting kicked up into the air.
11.
Can I be looking too?
Yes, go for it.
Oh, no. That is 9.
What you see as you peer into this whirling storm coming at you, shape of a humanoid is in the middle of it, almost as if they're the one knocking up all the dirt. Not actually the wind. The wind is a byproduct of their movement.
Is it Pigpen from Peanuts?
Lyric says, what's that?
Why don't you loosen it at it, see if it hurts it at all?
Okay. And then Gentle just like reaches back, grabs their crossbow, points and fires.
Roll the hit.
Oh no.
It was very cat-like.
It was, but it was not good. It's like 11.
So it goes sailing over the top of this figure, and you see it pause for a second, and there you see a man standing there, and he looks at you, and then he starts running again. This time, he's not running directly for you, but he's definitely trying to get around you to get to the castle wall.
Oh, no, and I will start running to kind of, like, intercept.
Do you say anything?
Stop, you can't just enter the kingdom like that. There's procedures.
But I have a delivery to make. You hear being shouted back.
Oh, well, I mean, still, we should take it. You can't just run here with dust going up all over the place. You're scaring people.
And suddenly you see this form stop again and look at you. Are you Hera Formaggio?
No.
Yes. Gentle
this
ghost.
Package is not for you.
Joe, I am Gentle. Just yes, that is me.
Suddenly, like right in front of your face.
Ooh.
As if they dashed there faster than you can even move.
So Gentle jumps, but like
startled.
Doesn't, yeah.
This man is in front of you. You notice pretty much naked. Except for a package.
Okay.
In their
yeah,
hands.
It is.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, he's giving me his package.
Yeah.
Must be Tuesday.
Jesus.
But with a package in their hands, and they hold it up and they say, oh,
are you here?
Yes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richman. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.